That was my penis.
Boom. Here it is.
Hi. Hi, everybody.
Oh, heard you were in a crisis. I'm on my way.
Vroom, vroom.
Vroom, vroom, bitch. I just got cut. I just cleared customs. That's what it is.
Oh, I love her.
Love her.
Love her. Mm. Oh, welcome.
Welcome.
To another episode of
Drag Trash.
Drag Trash.
Did you it remember that Geneva you did the joke
car.
Again?
No, it was the Geneva car, and it was just like G. It was G-I double got R.
Right.
It was just all over the place. I was like, it's trash bag. It's not trash bag. It's trash drag.
Honestly, we could go by trash bag at this point.
Aww.
Oh, I'm Queen James.
And I'm Millie Monroe.
And we're going to see how long these will stay perched on the end of my nose. Because right
like
now,
them.
It feels a little precarious.
How old are they?
Oh, my God. Do you know?
I don't know.
These
no,
are
I
some
know.
Of my first glasses. So I want to say like 14, 15. I had glasses before that, actually, but these were
really?
Like, you know, second pair or something like
okay.
that. Yeah.
Okay.
They're old. And I thought I was the shit, right? Because they're Burberry.
Mm.
And I was like,
Well, now Queen wears them.
Now Queen wears them.
As an office siren.
Ooh, and they're still prescription, so I keep like, ooh, some real double vision things going on here.
God.
I'm not super, nearsighted.
Oh.
But they do still make it blurry.
I'm legally blind.
Are you really?
Legally blind. It's all right. I can still drive.
Are you being for real?
No.
Okay. Because the weeks and years I have ridden passenger with you.
No, I. Although I do have a fair amount of floaters, I should probably go to the eye doctor. What'd you get? Oh, not on the leather skirt.
Right onto myself. Hold on. We can do this. We can do this. I heard a dripping sound and I go, sounds like I'm teeing. And I look down and I was.
I'm teeing.
Do you know? Not bad, actually. Do you see any on the seat?
Mm-mm.
It's minor. It's a minor thing.
It's gonna be sticky.
It's nothing.
It's gonna be sticky.
I think this is gonna make it not sticky.
That's good.
Also, it's on pleather.
These are so good.
Whatever. Wow, save the day.
They smelled so good.
And now my pussy's fresh. Mm. Pussy tight like a nun.
Is that what's that from?
I think it's a is it a Cardi B song?
Mm-mm.
It's the Bongos one. Wow, I really landed that.
Oh my God.
Wow, what a week it's been, y'all.
God, I know. Thank God Mr. Trump turned that TikTok back on.
Oh, I know. Thank you.
Thank you.
Wow.
Thank you.
Wow.
President douchebag.
President fuckface.
You know,
get fucked.
I love that he was like, we're just gonna flip the switch and then we're gonna bring it back.
Yeah.
And they're gonna praise me.
Yeah. Like, who is that still working for? Honestly.
I don't
like,
know.
Even the people that were diehard him.
Yeah.
Like, how does that work?
I just love it.
You have to be so idiotic
to
believe all of it.
Want to destroy something
mm-hmm.
and then immediately bring it back and say, oh, it's because of me.
Yeah, I did that.
Goodness knows. I'm so nice.
Oh, yeah. Wow. You're good. You're good.
What? I love being nice to others.
What?
I don't know. What did she say?
Isn't that it? I love being nice.
I love being nice. Oh, you're good.
Oh, you're good.
Mm.
That's a clever script, girls.
It is from the 2024 movie Wicked, Part One.
Mm-hmm.
About halfway through Dancing Through Life.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, I was watching that the other day.
Uh-huh,
shocker.
Oh, shocker.
And
I know, I've seven or eight times at this
gold
point.
Hair.
Oh.
It was during that part, actually. It's right after that part.
Yeah.
She's sitting there, right?
Uh-huh.
And she's like, gold hair. And then she sees
Fiero.
Nessa.
Got
and
it.
Fiero and Glinda. And
yeah.
Bach.
Yeah.
Bach.
Oh, in the courtyard.
Yes. And she's kind of peering behind the pillar,
uh-huh,
right?
Uh-huh.
Like she does in The Wizard of Oz, behind the tree when they're on the yellow brick road. And I was like, girl.
They did some clever shit. So
then it's the four of them walking down. Well, one's rolling down.
But
not for long.
Not for long.
Spoilers.
And that's two of the four.
It is two of the four.
Right?
Yeah.
Well, who becomes the lion?
The lion? The Cub, they said. Spoilers. Right.
Yeah, spoilers. Oh, and they're calling the second movie For Good.
No, they're not.
Yes, they are.
It's called Wicked For Good.
Yeah. I know, I'm a little, but then you know what it is?
What?
They're pushing that song, and the people that haven't heard it and that are gonna freak out. Because I have sat in Wicked and watched two of my girlfriends a row in front of me just clutching each other crying during that song in the second act.
Like a ship blown from its mooring.
By a wind off the sea. It's good lyrics, okay? It's poetry.
You know, I was listening to that while taking a shower today.
Yeah, I thought you were going to say taking a shit.
No. And I don't remember what I was going to say.
No.
But I was listening to it.
Yeah, it's good.
It says down at the bottom.
For Good.
No, it says music and lyrics by Stephen Schwartz.
Right.
And I'm just like... Do you feel good, Steven?
Do you feel good?
Do you feel good?
The wizard will see you now.
Well, you should feel bad about that.
You should feel bad. I mean, cute, whatever. Do you know, I was listening to that.
Yeah.
I actually, for the first time, because I took a road trip this weekend. Yeah. And, to Joplin, which I have to talk about. And I hadn't listened to the soundtrack for the movie yet. And I listened to it in the car. I really enjoyed it. And at the very end of it, or maybe the beginning, I don't know, because it looped back around, Stephen Schwartz starts talking. Have you heard this? He's like, thank you so much for listening to the soundtrack of the motion picture Wicked. I'm Stephen Schwartz. And this feature's like, I'm not joking. It's like 5 minutes long.
Not on Clarence.
I found it.
Because it circles back around plenty of times.
Yeah, she probably skips beyond that. I'm telling you, it's some little bonus track where he's like, thank you for listening.
Well, because you know what Scott really wants? Scott wants all the incidental music.
Me too.
And I'm just like, release it.
Release it.
Release
I keep finding bits.
Release the slaves.
Release the slaves. I found it on Instagram, some of the music composer people because I follow like the company that's like the technology behind it, right? The editing software. not yet. But... And the person that did the sound mixing for it, it was really interesting because I was like, I think he was the composer, but he was like, yeah. And then I added bits of it here. So it's like he was moving around chunks of recorded, strings and whatever.
Yeah.
And it wasn't all set from the get-go. And he's like, you know, I have a little bit of ADHD. So like, I like to flip the key. And he's like, I flip the key here. And I was like, this is actually really cool. I'll have to show Scott that.
That's interesting because I want to know.
It's a lot less formal than I thought it was. I was like, surely they have to get it down on sheet music before they record it. And then when they record it, it's done.
Right.
And it's not the case.
Interesting. They're just sort of in there tooling around and being like, this can go here and that can go here.
Yeah. And probably working with like canned versions of like, it's still real violin.
Right.
But you can like play the notes you want.
There's this great video of Crazy.
Gotta be more specific than that.
Danny Elfman.
Yes.
And it's just an interview with him in his studio, his recording studio. And he's like, well, you know, I had an MRI and I was sitting there in the MRI and it was banging around and I came up with a song. And he has like this giant keyboard and this computer and he's like, let me play it for you. He's like, it sounds like this. And he's like, and then he plays like the whole thing.
Love.
So that's just what I imagine.
Yeah.
Like, they're sitting at this giant thing and they're like, here.
Playing around.
Here. Because I also, this is what I remember what I was going to say earlier.
Yeah.
When you listen to that soundtrack, you're just like, there are so many instruments playing.
So many.
And it's like, in a movie, you can put as many instruments in there as you want.
Hypothetically.
And it's amazing.
It is.
But it's like the sound is so complete.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
You're like, really not limited like you are on stage. And they don't do full orchestras and musicals anymore.
They don't. And most of them are, you know, canned.
Yeah.
Or, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
But it's just really beautiful when you can hear all of the instruments.
It really
working.
Is. It really
and
is.
It's just like... humans created all of that.
Oh, I know.
And that's wild.
Yeah.
I don't know. That to me, people making music with, you know, 100-plus piece band is almost more impressive to me than like somebody painting a picture or somebody doing this or somebody doing this, because it has something to do with like the teamwork.
It's the I mean, like you truly have to release a lot of things. And that's why I also kind of understand why composers... like directors and stuff like that, they can be really controlling about stuff like that.
Right.
If you've written it, because like
All you are is directing it. Well, or, like, you're turning it over for them to do.
I mean, it's wild to me that a sheet of music is, like, this is what it's supposed to sound like.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's, like, that's wild to me.
Yeah.
I don't know.
That's and they can wild. Get so specific to get, like, truly all of those nuances
Mino
out of
forte
it.
Forte or whatever.
Right, right,
mm-hmm.
right. It's really impressive. It is. It is. Because it is. It's a team thing. That's why I love theater so much, too. It's, like, so many things about this shouldn't work because we have to work together. And it is such a tight collaborative process. I mean, if it's good.
Well, it can be tight and bad.
This is true, too. This is true, too. But yeah, it's just impressive.
Yeah.
It's like, it's not the same as somebody's single output. I mean, that's cool, but yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. It's wild.
Collaboration.
I just think it's wild that you can, like, I don't know, people can put down a beat and then sing on top of that beat. This is okay.
They make it look easy.
It's like when those girls on Drag Race write their verse over the song.
Yeah.
And you know that that song is just like bom 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 bom.
Right.
Bom. And it's like wild to me that some people can come up with very clever, interesting melodies and different things.
I know.
And it's just like, I don't know if my brain really works like that.
I bet it would. I think it has an amount of playing to do with it. Mm-hmm. Like, obviously, you've got to have a little bit of, like, musical background. Maybe you can sing on key, things like that. Like, you've played an instrument before. Like, you've done those things. Mm-hmm. And so, like, you're familiar enough with music that you can play around with it. I think these people are just very experienced in playing around. Mm-hmm. And I think there's got to be an amount of, like, I don't care how this turns out for a minute.
I think that's very true.
And then it'll start to, I don't know, that's kind of what I think.
That's kind of how I feel. I'm writing fan fiction right now.
Yeah, yeah.
Just to sort of creatively do.
Ooh, about who? About what stories?
It's my favorite ship. It's the buddy ship from 911. It's Eddie and Buck.
I live.
It's so good.
Are you posting these anywhere?
I sent an invite for AO3.
Liv.
And they said it should be ready by my birthday.
I live.
I'm typing away and I am.
Oh my God, what pseudonym did you use?
I know? Yet. I don't know yet.
Don't tell me.
Okay.
Because if I find it on there, I'm going to send it to you and be like, this is you.
I was talking to my writing group and I was like, so, because a lot of them have AO3 accounts and different things. And I'm like, how many of you, like, keep your identity completely separate, all of that kind of stuff? Because I was curious.
Yeah.
And it was about half and half. So people are like, keep it completely separate, or I don't really care who else knows.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yeah, I don't know. It's just smut.
Love.
Horror smut.
Love it.
And so.
My favorite genre.
It is a retelling of something.
Oh, I mean, yeah, because you're working from, like, a plot line? Or you're, like, incorporating an other story into this?
I am
with these
putting
characters.
These two boys in a
Pygmalion
movie.
Oh. Okay, can't wait.
Yeah. And
is it Jawbreaker?
No, but that would have been good.
Yeah, next time.
No, but I think it's going to be so good.
It's going to be good. Can I fix your
bangs?
I
can
see you fighting with it. And you don't want to look. I know you don't. But I was just
it's
like,
because
the one
I wanna
time
flip
it gets
this
caught
way.
Over.
I want to flip it this way, but it's
this not,
way.
It's that way.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Anyway.
I love that.
I am.
Wait, how many stories deep are we? Is it one with several chapters? Have you written many?
I'm still working on the first chapter. Okay. I'm 1,000 words into it.
Okay.
It's gonna get steamy.
Getting juicy. Mm-hmm. Can you give us some tag hints?
Tag hints.
Because you know you have to tag it, right?
Yeah, so it would be hashtag or tag. Was that a gang sign?
No. I don't know. I don't know. But you have been doing this since hashtag was a thing, which I think was when we were in high school. And every time it makes me laugh because this is the most dad thing you do. Kills me. Anyway.
Hitchcock.
Okay, you're gonna have to get okay. That's more like it. I was like, you're gonna have to give the reader something because if they're like me, they're browsing through and
BL.
They're looking for like large cock, ass cock, like I anal,
think,
like
okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, I think it's gonna be a little more tropey than that.
Oh,
it's gonna
okay.
be a little more slow burn.
Okay, that's slow burn is a good tag
yes,
to add.
Slow
yeah,
burn.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Pining.
Okay.
Because one character is really into the other character and the other character has just come back into his life.
Okay.
And he's like, you're here. And he's like, I'm here.
I'm queer.
Yeah. And, you know, I think he's going to end up like wanking off in this first chapter. It's going to be good. You're welcome.
I love it.
So,
Yeah. Honestly, it's 2024, or it's 2024.
Not anymore.
It's 2025. Like, we're doubling down.
Well, you know, ever since Amanda. Wasn't her name. A mandatory meeting.
Oh, yeah.
Ever since the mandatory meeting said that she was...
the OnlyFans ghost person.
How do I get into that?
Oh, my God.
I thought about just, like, cold messaging some accounts and being like...
You should.
Listen, here's my stuff. I will write for you.
What could go wrong?
I don't know. No, it would just be a no.
Yeah, exactly. And they're not going to be like, look out for this creep, because they're not talking to other creators, are they?
I don't know.
And it's not pretty, a creepy thing, like, to do.
That's true, I guess. But I don't know how many people offer that service.
I'm sure there's a way to find out.
Okay.
I like how we were interested in this for like a day last year.
I've been thinking about it ever since.
Oh, I forgot. But that is...
ever since.
The coolest job. In case we weren't specific enough before, a mandatory meeting is like a ghostwriter for different OnlyFans creators. Or she was. And like the major ones were like, they have too many followers to keep up with. Right. So she would be like the one sending like, good morning, here's my pussy. You know what I mean?
Good morning.
Here's my pussy. I mean, what else do you do? That's how I would do it. That's You're in a crisis. Funny. Here's my pussy.
You need to be bailed out of jail.
I heard you were hard up for it. I'm on my way. I heard you're hard up for some cash. I'm broke too. Here's my pussy. I guess she's British too. How do I type Britishly though? Oi.
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 I think you just use a lot of commas.
That's probably right.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Oxford comma.
Oxford comma. And for you, those illiterates out there.
Oh, yeah. That's a really clever joke. Look it up.
Do you like the Oxford comma?
I do. I insist on it. I'm going to be a nerd. I was an English major. I'll fight to the death about it. It just makes sense.
It does. I just always forget it.
And then I'll correct you.
Well, when you're reading the story.
I'll be like, I know this is you. Because of the commas. No, oh my God. When I'm reading those stories, grammar is the very last thing on my mind. Because you cannot go in to AO3 or any of these smut story sites expecting fucking publishing. You know what I'm saying? Okay. Like, these are just people's short stories.
But I do want it to be nice.
Oh, good. If you want to run it by me, I'll give it a little read.
Ooh.
No, I'm sure it will be. You're a very good writer. But yeah, some of these people are not.
I love that though.
Yeah. Sometimes it's concept over, you know, it's form over function. What is that? Quality over quantity? I don't know.
But I actually, when I told my group this, somebody in my group, they are friends with somebody who is a big writer on AO3 for that fandom. And I was like, son of a bitch. But they were like, don't worry. And so I started reading one of their stories and I was like, it's good.
It's great.
It's fine. It's good.
That's tough. Of course you chose that.
But I mean,
it's a hot ship right now, though. I've seen it a lot on that site.
You have?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Buddy.
Yeah.
It's so good.
Or at least like the 911 series like tag. It's, oh, that's another tag.
911, yeah. 9-1-1.
Right. And it'll say like in parentheses series. Like this should come up, or you could at least see other stories. That way they're tagged, because like... people also filter that way heavily. So you want to make sure it's like the right tag. Because some people will like misspell it and it'll still take it up and it's like, it's gone.
It's wild. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just, I'm excited.
You should be. That's exciting.
I guess.
Is it fun to write?
Yeah. It's different.
Oh, how so?
Just because I've printed out the script to the movie and I'm sort of like...
Ooh, like in and out parallels, trying to use parts where they're clever. Mm-hmm. Ooh, I like that. I like that. Ooh, I really like that because I love the idea of adapting something, especially something that's already been done.
Right, yeah.
That's fun.
Well, I just feel like that's what everybody's doing.
It's true. And I mean, oh God, I've been thinking about this a lot with this.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not trying to get too serious about it. Really?
What?
But like, I was like, I need to start writing down my own jokes and stuff like that. So much of my humor is repetitive, is repeating people and things that I find funny. I kind of don't, honestly, because I'm not a from blank slate anyway. Yeah. I'm really going to argue that, like, even if I do come up with a joke, it's going to be inspired or whatever by something.
Unless you're Milk, not Bilk, Gottmik, and you're, like, literally stole the entire thing from somebody.
Yes. That, and see, that's what I'm not trying to do. It's, like, I want to have, you know, my own thing.
Yeah.
But yeah, I get that.
I mean, you know, you use what works.
I also just can't truly work from blank slate.
No one can.
It feels too...
It's impossible to.
It's impossible.
None of us are tabula rosa.
You really have to look back and you could say, well, this is actually kind of like this. And this, like, there's nothing new.
It all stems from something.
As long as I, like, understand where it's coming, we're all stemming.
We're all stemming. How do you stem?
How do I stem? I guess I don't. No, I'm a big nail picker. I'm messing with my fingers a lot.
Yeah, I guess I do that too. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
In kind of like a calmy way.
Calmy way?
Yeah, like that's how I stim. Calmy way. Like it's stimulating and it's like it's calming. Isn't that what we're going for?
I don't really know.
Or is it just kind of like any habit?
I've heard it thrown around and I haven't looked much into it.
Yeah, I don't have like a fidget spinner and stuff like that, which I think is the more traditional form of like... stimming, like you're doing something activity-wise to keep your brain.
Yeah, because I feel like mine's usually like moving my leg a little bit, like bouncing my leg or something.
Honestly, I always have a TV on if we're talking about stimming, like that kind of white noise. Yeah, I need stuff like that to keep me going.
Music, Wicked.
Wicked. Oh, okay, Cynthia. Yeah. I watched Wicked this weekend with my sister in Joplin.
Oh, yeah. How's that?
Which was really fun. And she's not a huge musical fan, and so she actually really liked it. She said, like, we had a good time watching it, and she was like, this is really good.
Oh, it doesn't matter which sister. But
Sister Kim.
That's exciting.
I know.
That's exciting.
But I went down there for... Glenda's,
not for Christmas.
Not for Christmas.
Not for New Year's.
Whoops.
But
for, and not for Thanksgiving, but for Glenda's concert, Glenda Austin.
Ariana Grande.
Yeah. Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God. Okay, so Glenda Austin has been like a pianist, accompanist, music teacher, woman in the community in Joplin for our whole lives. And was, like, played for rehearsals and shows that we were in.
That's true, yes.
Like, taught us at different points. She was in my vocal lessons for a minute.
Oh, really?
Like, she would accompany certain things for that.
I guess that's true. Yeah, she would.
And she was just... She's just a delight. She's a beautiful pianist, and she's just a ham, too.
Yeah, she's very
So
funny.
During the pandemic, she went to YouTube and got, that's like, a big following, was doing all these live concerts in her living room, and they were fabulous. Mm-hmm. She does her own arrangements. She composes. Like, she's just a great person. She's a great entertainer. And so she's been doing these concerts in our new, like, performing complex in Joplin. Yeah. I say our new.
I know. I like how you keep saying that. Our new.
It's an old habit. Their new complex. And this is her second one. I was like, okay, I got to get down to one of these because apparently she sells out.
That's crazy.
It was packed. Love that. It was like a 4 p.m. show. And she like came out in this beautiful gown, like blue sequin.
Love that.
Oh my God. She's got like a little microphone next to her piano bench. And she's like turning over and talking to that. No music, just a post-it note with like her songs that she has to do.
Wow.
And she was, it was like three sections, TV songs,
okay.
movies, and then hymns. Cause she's kind of, she's churchy. She's Methodist, I think.
Mm-hmm. Put that in the middle.
That if I were arranging in this
put
one,
put that in the middle. But
she's you know, she has her way. I think that's where I think those are her hits. I think that's what
true.
The people turning in want
yes,
for
yes.
her.
It's
and
the
that's
finale.
Certainly, like what she does most of the time because she plays in a church.
Yeah.
And her sister Gloria, who's an incredible organist. Oh. She plays that giant pipe organ in the Methodist church. Gorgeous. Anyway. So she starts off with the Mission Impossible theme song. I'm not joking. I started laughing so hard. I was like, more people should be laughing. And like in not an insulting way, just because I kind of know her and she's kind of silly and her sense of humor. So no words, nothing. She comes out. We all clap. She doesn't introduce the song. She just goes, don't, like the whole theme song. And like, it was funny.
That's wild.
It was really good. And then she ended it. She was like, that was kind of a challenging one for me. So I wanted to get it out of the way and get my nerves out. Hello. And it was just like,
love
she hit
that.
The ground. Ugh. And then she played all these beautiful themes, these movie or TV themes.
Mm-hmm.
Downton Abbey, which was one of them, gorgeous. She is so playful with a lot of other arrangements, and she'll make them kind of jazzy and do her little spin on them.
Mm-hmm.
With that one, she just kind of like straight did it. It was beautiful. Wow. Ballads and stuff she really hits on because like She's just
feels them.
Feels them.
Yeah.
And if she's playful, you can tell she's putting it into it. And if she misses a note or something there, she goes back and she, I mean, like, she's a very present, active player. Mm. She's not, like, hung up on mistakes or anything. I mean, it's just fun.
That's great.
The movie section was good. I couldn't tell you a lot of, I mean, they were all recognizable yeah. stuff. The hymns, whatever.
You didn't know any of them?
I mean, I did, but I'm going to pretend like I don't.
Okay.
And it was just delightful and beautiful. And she had some people come out and sing
Ooh.
From Southern. I don't know.
Oh.
And she had Gloria come out and do a duet.
Oh, and on the organ?
They were both sitting at the piano.
Oh.
And they played some original piece that somebody wrote from Joplin back in 1909.
Oh.
Yeah. It was cool, though.
Yeah, was it bad?
It was like, I can't remember the style, ragtime, rags.
Oh, okay,
yeah, so it was like, yeah. Okay. You know.
Okay.
And then she had two other people from the Missouri Southern Symphony, come and do another thing. I mean, it was a whole thing. It was like 2 hours.
Dang.
People lived. People stayed.
Well, I'd hoped so.
I mean, yes, but you know what I'm saying. Like, it was good. There was a Chiefs game going on.
Oh, wow.
It's a big deal that there weren't that many people there.
That is a big deal. I think people
love it. Love Glenda.
Oh.
Mm. Glenda Austin. Go and find her on YouTube. Cannot recommend her enough. So funny.
She does still do stuff on there?
I think so.
Wow.
I haven't looked in a minute.
Wow.
So don't quote me on that. But there's plenty of old videos that she's done during COVID and stuff like that are just fabulous.
Right,
yeah.
Right. Gosh. Ah, wonderful.
Loved it. Ooh, that was Joplin.
mean,
nothing else happened. No, I saw my family and I went with them and it was lovely.
Yeah. While Scott got his gallbladder taken out.
Yeah, get into it.
I don't
if you want
get
to.
Into it.
Yeah.
But oh my God, the hospital system in this country.
Oh, fucked.
Wild.
Fucked.
Wild. No, we're all good. Everything's great.
Just a mild
I'm
hospital
to see
visit.
What that bill's gonna look like.
Did you all have to take an ambulance?
No.
Oh, thank God.
No, he woke me up. It was like 4 o'clock, and he's like, I need to go to the hospital. And I was like,
Oh,
I
no.
Like, I gotta go to the hospital. I was like, okay. So, like, got up, and I, like, brushed my teeth and, like, put on shoes and, like, left the house.
Wow.
We're there forever.
Oh, my God. Hate. I'm glad he's okay.
Yeah.
I'm glad it wasn't worse.
I know.
Damn.
Although, they could just be lying.
Yeah, he needs his gallbladder
That's
taken
what they
out.
Did. They were like,
here's
$80,000
bill.
Could be this.
I mean, does he feel better?
I mean, he said that pain's gone.
Okay. Damn. I mean, I don't want to be skeptical of doctors right now.
Well, we saw about 5 of them because we went through about 5 shift changes before we could do
Shit.
Anything. So it's just like, what are we doing here?
What are we doing here?
What are we doing here?
The inefficiencies.
Oh, gosh.
Damn. What hospital did you go to?
I don't know.
I mean, we don't get into it.
I don't know. It was a hospital. Aren't they all the same?
Yeah. I wish. Could you imagine?
No, it was Scott. He's like, I gotta go to the hospital. I'm like, okay. He goes, I got one that took my insurance. So I was like, okay.
Children's hospital.
Yeah. Oh, speaking of, on my way over here, I had my songs on shuffle.
Ooh.
I heard a RuPaul song. Well, actually, technically, it's just a Drag Race song. But it was one with the Vivian in it, and I was like, that's sad.
That's really sad.
But there's so many.
Yeah, she was big.
I just like that one, and then sometimes when I hear Chi-Chi Devane's song.
Oh, yeah, I know.
And I just feel like...
God, people really do die.
God.
God.
Project 2025.
Here we go.
Hmm.
Do you watch that inauguration?
No.
Me neither.
I did see what the bishop said, though.
That was brilliant, actually. Yeah. I caught that online later.
Yeah.
Wow.
I
really powerful.
That's crazy.
Really speaking truth to power.
I saw Elon Musk's Nazi salute.
Yep, that happened. Hitler. That happened twice.
And I just...
I mean, you got to get a clue. If you're asking questions if that was real, you got to go and get a clue.
Listen, you gotta get a clue, but also now is, I love the color of your phone.
Mm, beautiful.
Now is the, to get serious.
Yeah, okay, bring it down.
Now, and we were talking about this, but now is the time to put your money where your mouth is. We are deleting Amazon. We are deleting Facebook. We're deleting, it's just, it's not safe anymore.
No.
And it's not worth it.
No. And we've got ways to connect still. And it doesn't involve those platforms.
And I really do think if you want to see change, you really do have to start making those more difficult decisions that you think don't, you know, involve you.
Or add up or whatever. Or add up, yeah.
Because
they do.
They actually do. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, they say one vote doesn't matter. And in some cases, okay, the one vote thing, I'm on the fence about that. Because really, the
it's
whole
kind of a
system,
hard slogan if the
whole
system is
bugged. The system is a little. But if we all deactivate our Amazon accounts.
That is how that works.
Yeah. That is how that works.
Yeah.
Because the only way they can do anything is with money.
Yep, that's true.
And it's too expensive. And you don't get it in 2 days anymore.
No, all of those things are gone. And we know why. It's because humans cannot keep up with that. Because they were pushing them too hard.
And honestly, you can buy that stuff anywhere else on the internet.
If you have to use it in the next couple of months, kind of figure out, I mean, this is my plan, figure out anything that I was getting on there regularly.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
And bookmark the websites where I can go buy it from them directly.
Yeah, yeah.
And lean into your local thrift, which I feel like we kind of have a leg up on, which is great.
There's that too, but there's also like, you need to be supporting businesses that are actually local businesses.
Yeah.
I know that sounds crazy.
Yeah.
But that's the only way that you're going to beat capitalism, unfortunately.
Yeah, we got to keep it local.
So, you know, go buy a book at your indie bookstore once a month.
Yeah, yeah.
Or, I don't know.
I heard a stat recently that it was like chain businesses versus local businesses and how much of that actually goes back into the community.
Yeah, let's hear it.
And they were like, you know, I want to say 48 cents on the dollar on a chain store goes back to the community.
That's a lot.
But it's like 68 if it's like a local business,
oh, that's
right?
Much more.
So it's just like, and don't quote me on those numbers, okay, but okay. It was that kind of difference. And so it's like, it really does go back into your community.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it does not go for paying for snow trucks.
Or surveillance. Oh, I mean, that's for true.
Because Jesus Christ, I love that the city of St. Louis came out and said, you know what? We made a mistake.
We did. That's great.
You know what? Great.
Yeah.
You have yet to fix them. Our streets are still crap. You should be paying people's car stuff, like for getting into parks and stuff.
Oh, if there are any parking tickets out there right now because of ICE, like, you better fucking cancel those.
I just think, why? Well, it all goes back to the same thing as those people want to make money. But...
Well, and I'm sorry, a public service, like the parking people, whatever like that, like... That cannot be a business where you make money every quarter.
Right. Right.
Like the police cannot go out because they're low on quotas for tickets.
They do that.
They do that.
End of the month, don't speed.
Honestly. Yeah. Suddenly the law is a lot more strict this time of year and not all others.
It's true.
It's true though. So yeah, keep it local. And we got this. We know. I feel like so much of these years previously have been kind of training for sure. This moment where it's like, we know what these companies are doing. Like, that information is out there.
Sure.
It's just a matter of committing.
It is a matter of commitment. That's unfortunately it. And not all of us are going to be able to commit to those things right away. And
no.
We understand that.
Correct.
But making small incremental steps toward a goal is what's important.
Yeah. Keep recommitting. Keep trying.
Yeah. Because failing once is not, you know, a failure forever.
No.
It's not failing if you try.
It's true. I guess we're not serious anymore. I was wondering how we're going to break back in. Found it.
Oh, my God. No. I just...
You know, you were saying that 2025 is kind of a trash year, but I keep remembering that it is, except for earlier, that it is 2025.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's like more than I do in January, because it does seem like it sticks a little bit more than 2024 does. Yeah.
Gray and abysmal.
Well, it's also like a five, so it's halfway through a decade. I don't know. That's kind of how I track time as well. Or big moments are decades. So half a decade is like big, too.
I like that. Mm-hmm. That makes sense.
Yeah.
Great. Great. I'm Cher.
It is a little weird that you're talking to a plastic doll.
It is a little weird that you're talking to a plastic doll.
Snap out of it.
I'm just going to do whatever quote you do from Cher in... what's her name? Is Cher in person.
And
Maya Mon LePage.
Oh my
Flip
God.
Queen of Miami.
You know what Scott was trying to do the other day?
What?
There is something that gives you like a blank spreadsheet, and in 25 minutes, you have to name all the queens from Drag Race.
We ought to do this.
And Scott was like, do you want to do it with me? And I was like, well, first off, I'm going to get about 10% right.
Yeah.
But I was like, would that be kind of fun?
That would be fun. We should try that.
We'll let you know how well we do.
Oh my God. Oh yeah. We don't do it on camera. That would take a long time and it would be very embarrassing.
It's timed. It's 25 minutes. You only get 25 minutes.
Yeah. Watching us write for 25 minutes, you want that. That's funny because I love
it out on the computer.
Well, that's the funny thing is I'm like, you're going to say like a quarter of a name and we're going to be like, did you mean this? And you're like, yes. And it counts. And that's fine. I'm cool with those rules.
Scott said they were pretty lenient on the spelling.
Just as many Drag Race queens as you can. Oh, it's like a program.
It's a program. And they can like check you if you're. And there's like a little line up at the top and you type in a name. And it goes.
Got it.
It goes into where it goes. Because it has like all like 17 seasons or whatever.
What a fun little game.
Plus All Stars. But you know, All Stars are also. And so like if you type in Eureka O'Hara.
Yeah. It'll sort her into her season.
Into all the different times she's been there.
Excel can be fun.
I think it's Excel. That's what it looks like.
That's great. It's like a game in there.
It is.
Listen, that's fun. I can't wait to play that.
Yeah, and I'm going to get 85%.
You're going to get 85% of the existing queens?
How many do you think you'll actually get right?
Oh.
A percentage.
Oh, of all of them.
Yeah.
How many seasons are... And this is just U.S.?
Just U.S.
Just U.S. regular and All-Stars, though. I guess it would be the same.
Yeah.
Wow, I think I would be really lucky to get a third. I think I'd be lucky to get 33%.
I was thinking 28%.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm thinking 28%.
Because there are many queens out there that, like, were not top four.
I don't even think
that
I
completely forget about.
Yeah, I don't even think I could get top four of every season.
That's what I'm saying.
We were talking earlier today that there should be a top five All-Stars. Every girl that went home fifth needs to be on an All-Stars.
Oh, that's clever.
I mean, they've kind of already done that. Like, at least they've come back.
Yeah.
How many good people went home fit?
And just short of the finale.
I mean, Perla, she's not from the U.S. But maybe we open it up. Maybe we do a versus.
I mean, they've done it with Jimbo before.
The fifth element of drag.
That's fun. I actually really like that. I think they do need to do, because that's really specific.
Yeah.
They got to do a first out season before that one, though. And they got to bring back Kelly, and they got to bring back those other, like, Pork Chop. Yeah.
Do you think they'll do that?
I would love, only because I want Kelly to get her dream of being first out on the first out season.
Do you think it would be more fun if it was like a Christmas special with all of them back instead of an entire season? Or what was that season of All Stars where like none of them left?
Last season?
Was that last season?
It was the charity season.
Did we like that? I don't remember.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's fine. Because I do like getting to see all of those people's drag and the runways and the performances and what they bring to it. That's fun. Mm-hmm. But it is missing a little bit of that bite that the queens bring from being, and especially in America, so competitive.
That's true. What could they do?
I feel like the girls still kind of brought it last season, but they had to manufacture it where they were like creating stakes and drama between each other that weren't really there.
And that's what Gottmik kind of does. Like they kind of just do that, right?
Right. I would rather the stakes be a little more real though, I think. That's my thing.
I wish we all loved each other, but I do love trashy, messy reality television.
Yeah. Well, I also like you being put in those hard circumstances.
Well, okay, here's the deal.
You have to make the choice between your friend and the girl that just gave you that tank top that you're wearing, and it's like...
Well, I think culture has sort of changed, right? Where if you act terrible on reality television, we're like, you're a terrible person, we don't like you, you're canceled.
Right.
But I feel like we're sort of... Got a hair somewhere. I feel like we're sort of coming
out of that
back around to where, like, no, the villains are an interesting part of the story.
Yeah.
Because I think we're all really figuring out that reality television is what? Not
TV.
Reality.
Yeah.
TV. So it's like, it's a produced program.
Yes.
And I think people are finally understanding that it's all mocktails, which is fine.
It's fine. And I think that there's going to be some time figuring that out, because some queens are like, I'm just trying to give the producers more to work with. And it's like, well, you also called her a fat cunt. So, like, you have to, like, know.
Like, what's her name? Xanadu?
Oh, I don't remember.
Canada?
Yes.
She was just, like, every single time.
And you're like,
Well, the judge really thought you looked like an idiot.
Right. And you're like, okay, there's fun and cattiness. And then there's like, you're doing it wrong.
Right.
And then there's the other end of that where it's like, the producers really have to drum up some drama out of nothing. Yeah. And you can tell when that happens.
That is true. Or like it's when it's something that very small happened throughout the day and mm-hmm. they kind of like made that the big drama. And we all kind of know that wasn't really what happened.
Right, right. So it's tough.
Especially if they're doing their makeup. I think people are more savvy now. But you can really tell when, you know, people have half their face on when they're having a conversation and they cut back to them and that half is gone.
Yeah.
Like, obviously that conversation did not really happen in that sequence.
Right, right.
And Drag Race is so awful. Now, okay, listen.
About doing that while they're doing makeup, you mean?
Yes.
Yeah, love.
But also, now sometimes we are a little, having a little fun while watching Drag Race. But sometimes you can really hear it when they're like, this girl doesn't really know where to see, where they've literally pulled every single word from a different sentence that they've
said.
And it's like, this cobbled together nonsense is crazy.
Who's buying it? Who's buying it?
And I'm just like, if you just close your eyes and listen to it.
Doesn't sound like a human.
It doesn't sound like a human.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, y'all, okay, for people who don't believe me or who think I'm crazy, the worst is when they're talking about their runways. Because what they're saying does not make sense. And if you actually listen to it, you're like, those words don't make sense together.
No.
Now, tonight, we'll watch it and it'll make perfect sense.
Right.
But
also asking drag queens to like...
Well, that's the other thing,
comment
right?
on the... I mean, like, they're doing so much in these talking head moments. You're like, can we give them a break?
I mean, listen, if they interviewed you or me in those talking head moments, we probably wouldn't shut up.
Oh, that's true, actually.
And
I'm like, it must be hard. I would be like, well, this is a Gautier inspired. Like, I would
think,
go off.
I think
you're right.
I don't think all of them. I think some of them are probably just talking absolutely nonstop.
Right. And so like, they're like,
me, word vomit.
And I am not usually creating a full sentence or a coherent thought.
Sure.
So, yeah, for television, if it has to make sense.
I think that's why I'm so afraid of dead air, though.
Mm.
And which is, you know, not
what, that you'd be misunderstood?
No, that I would rather just keep talking instead of just take a moment and...
Say what you said.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's tough. It's tough.
So, I don't know.
I definitely chime in and I'm a lot more bouncy with you, but that's kind of a joke that my colleagues and I make because they're all like facilitators.
Interesting.
So like we have these agreements in some of the courses that they do
where
it's like, you know, kind of helps in the session. And they're like, if you're a little bit of a natural talker, maybe lean out of the conversation to let those speak up and if vice versa and, you know, other kind of agreements for talking. And so... During our own meetings, it's funny if a question gets asked to the group, it's like there's a good 10-second pause before somebody chimes in first because we're all trying to like leave room.
Interesting.
It's kind of funny.
That would make me crazy.
It's been an exercise. It's been like immersion therapy.
Okay.
And I'm used to it now.
So you can really sort of gather. Well, but also.
Or leave space for other people to speak first. Like there's kind of like you're thinking about power dynamics too. And I'm thinking about how often I'm chiming in. And as one of the only men there and stuff like that, it's just a little bit more considerate.
And also I think in classrooms, we're all sort of taught to be the first person to speak up and just have the answer ready. And
like that's what a good student
immediately is. Ready to take off, right? Where I think if you do sit back, not only do you have room for others to actually join the conversation who wouldn't speak up if somebody else is already talking.
Yeah.
But also, if you're stupid like me, you have a couple seconds to, like, you know, figure it
process,
out what you're gonna say.
Process, for sure. Love that.
Yeah.
I definitely use it for that.
Yeah.
And then I'm a little bit of the good student thing still because, like, if I have an idea or an answer, I feel, like, an imperative to get it out sometimes.
Oh, I feel so embarrassed.
And so I actually... The pausing and the leaning back has shown me that, like, other people are having my thoughts as well.
Mm.
And I don't always need to be the one to say it.
So it actually has comforted you that you don't have to always be the person that speaks up.
Correct.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
That's really nice.
Well, it's eased that for sure. Yeah.
Listen, group projects are hard. And life is nothing but one giant group project.
Is everybody listening? Yeah.
And so it's like, God.
Yeah. It's tough. It takes a lot of grace, a lot of space, a lot of mace. Whew.
Depending.
Yeah, depending.
Well, who's going to go home tonight? Perla.
Perla. Still didn't go back and watch that. Still pissed. Too mad.
No. I couldn't even tell you one person who's on this show.
I can tell you two.
Okay, let's hear it.
Lexi Love. Okay, yes. And Jewel Sparkles, for some reason that one's...
Sparkles.
That one stuck this week because she's fab.
Okay, do I know any of them?
Yes. So Jules is the one that looks like Ariana.
No, I know both of those.
Yeah.
Because she has curly hair, right? As a boy, she has curly hair.
Very cute. And Anya Nerve. Love her.
Who is the really silly one that's in love with the one that went home?
Arietti.
I know
a lot of them then.
You do.
I think if you described them, I could probably...
This is helping me so that when I have to type them in later tonight, I can remember
who they are. Oh, fuck all the new ones. Sorry, girls. It's only been 2 weeks. It's not there yet.
I don't know if they're on it. It might just be... What season are we on?
17.
No, okay. 17 is on there. I'm pretty sure.
17.
Darren Star.
Darren Star, the creator of Sex and the City. Sam Star. Who is not, and I don't know if you caught this in last week's video, I had to put up a little note disclaimer. It was like, we kept calling her Alyssa's daughter, and she's Trinity, the Tuck's daughter.
Little disclaimer there.
It does.
I wish I was Trinity, the Tuck's daughter.
Jesus, are you kidding? Yeah. Mm. I said I was going to remember more, now I don't. There's that one that's Lux's daughter.
Tiffany walking through the door, the type of whore that's so give me more.
Canada.
Love her. We've started rewatching that season.
This past one already?
Yeah, I really like it.
Wow, okay.
I put it on the other day. Yeah. We're like 3-4 episodes
Two
deep into it.
Spirit Diva.
And I'm like, Jalen time.
Love. Love it. Love her.
It's a good season.
It is.
And
Michaela brought some real juice to that.
She really did. Bring her back.
Oh, yeah.
Or bring other people who share that attitude back.
Get them on the show.
That's what I'm telling. I want some messy.
Yeah.
I don't think Michaela's messy.
No.
I want emotional people who are not afraid to be emotional.
To show it.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it was. It was like, if she was feeling it, you knew.
Yes. And not afraid to tell you. Like, listen.
And not unwarranted either. Like, the feelings were usually valid. Sometimes I'm like, okay, we don't have... I would do this differently. But...
Well,
she's also incredibly talented, incredibly beautiful.
More talented than us.
So, like, that is for damn sure a damn good drag queen.
You know, good for her.
Yeah.
Good for all of them.
Good for all of them. Oh, good for us.
Good for us.
Good for the queens.
And remember, like, follow, and share.
That's hilarious. No. I was just thinking about that this week. I was like, we don't ask them to click the button or anything. And maybe we don't.
I don't care.
I don't care either. I care either. Like, I love the attention. Don't get me wrong.
Sure.
And I love the well wishes and the comments and that you're I love all of that.
Sure.
Thank you.
Yeah.
And it's like, no, I'm not trying to like rake them in.
Hawk our bullshitter.
You like it or you don't. You like it or you don't. Honestly.
That is true though. I mean, you know. You either sat here for 45 minutes or you didn't.
Yeah, because you know what? You do have options. And not even just like with drag, like with two drag queens on YouTube, like you got options. So thanks for coming.
Thanks for listening to us. I'm sure we said many interesting things.
This is my favorite Tilly voice.
It's very close.
It was really good. I haven't heard this come out of you before.
I'll never get it again.
We'll coax it out of you someday.
Shoot.
Oh, God, that was good.
Okay, can you
tell me?
It went a little old man.
If you think of her a little bit like a gremlin, it's kind of a better...
I just love the Chucky doll.
Yeah! No. Yeah!
I don't think that's it.
I think it is.
Be nice to each other.
Be nice to yourself.
And remember, if you find chicken on the side of the road, don't eat it.
Don't eat it. Unless it's only been 5 seconds.
That is correct. Did you know there's some turkeys that live in Forest Park? I see them every once in a while.
No.
A whole gaggle of them. I want to shoot one. No, I want to eat one.
Goodbye.
I want to eat one.
Goodbye.
What does Forest Park turkey taste like?
I want to shoot one.
You know.
Any last words?
I'm the NRA, and I endorse this message.